The PACT public hearing was held to consider a new law to prohibit openly carrying loaded firearms in public. The proposal would exempt those with concealed weapon permits, as well as law enforcement officers and others whose employment requires them to carry weapons. The mostly respectful crowd included nearly a dozen gun owners openly carrying their weapons. Among them were Medford residents Christopher and Sherry Lloyd. Christopher said he open carries in part as a matter of principle.
It's our constitutional right. Our founding fathers gave us this right. Millions of soldiers have died and given their blood, you know, or limbs to protect the rights that we have, protect our way of life, and I'm not going to have it infringed.
Lloyd said he also feels it's important to be able to protect himself and others at any time. His wife, Sherry, said she carries because she was once victimized.
It was a very long time ago when I was in high school, and I could not do anything about it. Now I can. It's not going to happen again.
Some at the hearing expressed discomfort with people openly carrying firearms. Steve Ritchie said, on the contrary,
I actually feel safer when I see a respectful individual carrying an open carrying because I know that as a person who knows their rights, respects gun safety, and is trained with a firearm.
Not all gun owners agreed. Andy Kubik, who said he's had guns for nearly 40 years, chided the open carry crowd.
It's a deadly weapon. You don't play with it. It's not a toy. It's not a political tool, and it is not a prop.
Rochelle Newman questioned the need for firearms in public in a town as generally safe as Ashland.
There are no real reasons for persons to carry weapons to the green shows, Shakespeare productions, outdoor sports, music concerts, or sidewalk cafes.
Others urged the city council to adopt the ordinance as a matter of public safety. A number of Oregon cities, including Portland, Beaverton, and Salem, have similar ordinances. The Oregon Supreme Court recently upheld Portland's law. After the hearing, the Ashland City Council directed legal staff to draw up an ordinance for a possible vote at a future date. Liam Moriarty, JPR News.